It's the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
So long, farewell, our readers, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
Hello and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Susan's away. The kitchen's still open. I'm Roslyn Hyams, but Susan's back next week, and I know that many of our listeners are anxious to hear her inimitable laughter again very soon.
Adieu, adieu to you and you and you.
I also hope that all our listeners are tuning in easily to the new RFI English programmes at 1400 and 1600 Universal Time Monday to Friday, and still listening to our AM programme 7 days a week. Yes, the team is still there and producing those programmes for you all. And the new Sound Kitchen times are on Saturday at about 6:45, 14:45 and 16:45 Universal Time. If you're listening to us, I guess you're tuning in at those times. Now, do you have something to write with or a computer so you're able to note our new programme times, news quiz and all our contact details? After our regular news quiz, it'll be time for this week's RFI English Service Traveller, the last in the series, at least for the time being, who shares an interesting travel story of cultural encounters from small islands in the Pacific Ocean. But first of all, this week's news quiz answer and winners. Now, last month, Susan asked you what happened after Nigeria's presidential election on March the 28th and why it was important. It was apparently a tough one. Unusually, only a few of our quiz respondents got the answer Susan was actually looking for. And that was that it's the first time an opposition candidate has won a presidential election in Nigeria, meaning that he knocked out the incumbent. And also it was a peaceful handover of power with Goodluck Jonathan conceding defeat publicly. So those are the answers that Susan was looking for. And the lucky winners are from Goa in India, Zenon Teles. From Eisleben in Germany, Ralph Urbanschek. From Bafoussam in Cameroon, Eric Shu. From Windhoek in Namibia, Ishmael Kawanza. And from Pretoria in South Africa, Kolawale Holulanor. And thank you very much for the pronunciation tip, by the way. And also a prize to the Mitali Listeners Club in Murshidabad in West Bengal in India. Congratulations to you all. Susan will be sending out prizes later this month. And also thanks to Mitali Listeners Club for bringing us up to date with their local celebrations, such as the birthday anniversary of India's Nobel Prize winning author Rabindranath Tagore. He would have been 154 on the 7th of May. Please keep sending your answers and letters and news about your RFI's listeners' clubs coming on postcards, letter or by email to the following address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Now for this week's news quiz. A team of marine archaeologists found some silver treasure in a shipwreck in the Indian Ocean off Madagascar at the beginning of May. It was a 50-kilogram or 110-pound bar of silver. So this week's question is, which pirate ship did the archaeologists claim to find? And what's the name of the 17th-century pirate who'd captained it? I repeat that, which pirate ship did the archaeologists claim to find off of the coast of Madagascar, and what's the name of the 17th century pirate who'd captained it? Send your answers, please, by the 1st of June, and we'll announce the prize winners in the programme on the 6th of June. You can also check our website at rfienglish.com, and here's our email address again.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
Time now to take a little trip with one of our RFI travellers, It could be down the road or to the moon. This week's traveller from RFI's English service is Laura Angela Bagnetto. Hello, Laura Angela.
Hello, Rosalind. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Sound Kitchen. What has been the most important trip in your life, the most meaningful?
For me, it was my trip. It was actually my honeymoon, but it was the trip to Vanuatu, which are a collection of islands. I believe there's 82 in the South Pacific. It's a Melanesian island. So they're not Polynesian, but they're actually black people. And they have afros. And it's somewhere I'd always wanted to go.
There must have been something else that drew you. Was it the name, for example?
No, it wasn't the name. It was actually, I have been always been fascinated by cargo cults. And Vanuatu has a number of cargo cults. And so we traveled in a tiny little twin otter plane to the southernmost island called Tana, which makes wonderful coffee and has very beautiful people. It's not a place that people go very often. They have some things that to see, like the Yasser volcano, which is wonderful. But I really want to see the cargo cults. And so we went to visit one called the John Fromm cargo cult.
Tell us more about the cargo cults.
So basically, this one special cargo cult, the chief told me the story that they were visited in the 1930s. He was a tiny little kid. And by this man, they had seen a plane go over and they didn't know what it was. And then all of a sudden they met this white man who happened to be from California, he was from the United States. And they told him that they had some problems. He stayed with them for a while. But Vanuatu, it used to be called the New Hebrides, which was named by Captain Cook. And it's one of the only place in the world that had a condominium government. So either islands were ruled by, or parts of islands were ruled by the British, or they were ruled by the French. And Tana, that part of Tana, was ruled by the British at this time. Part of the problem was that they have their customs, which they drink kava. It's an alcohol, their own special alcohol that is made from a pepper root. They drink that. They also have their own special dances and their own special ceremonies that they perform. And the British didn't want any of it. So they threw his granddad in jail. And he had been there for a number of years. So when this guy came who could speak the same language as the British, they told him the problem. And so he went over and through negotiations, they got his grandfather out. So he was hailed as a god because he was able to do this. So he said he would come back. So two nights a week, I think, they have a special ceremony where they drink their kava. And then they feel a little bit like prayerful and they say a prayer to John Fromm to come back. And then they sing. And they sing 10 songs. They sing a decade. It's kind of like over like a decade of the rosary for him to come back. And we have some music here that we heard. It was beautiful. And the people are really lovely there. I mean, I know that's a generalization, but I would love to go back there today.
So we're going to hear some of the music.
They're singing and playing musical instruments on a big mat in the middle of the John Fromm cult compound.
Laura Angela Bagnetto, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you'd like to send a comment about Laura Angela's trip or share your own travel tale, down the road or to the moon or somewhere in between, send it to us at english.service@rfi.fr or to contact Paris Live PM, our new daily afternoon programme, at parislive@rfi.fr. Paris Live, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying adieu.
Adieu, adieu.
Yes, so long, farewell. Of course, that's the music from the famous 1960s film The Sound of Music, with the score and the lyrics written by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne.
Yes?
No.
So before we do go, or before I go, a reminder that you can actually speak to us via the Sound Kitchen voicemail box. The number is 331-8422-9600. I repeat that, 331-8422-9600. 02296 00, and make sure you leave your name, where you're calling from, and a message for RFI English for Susan or the Sound Kitchen. Well, Susan Owensby is back with you next week. As I said, it's been fun to be here on the Sound Kitchen, and thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. So until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, goodbye.